from the WGXC newsroom. This is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. The Times Union reports that on October 14th, the Hudson Planning Board approved a housing project that includes 54 apartments for either affordable or middle-income citizens. The rents there will be set according to percentages of the county's median income. Hudson Mayor Kamal Johnson won the first campaign in 2019 with the need for affordable housing as his main campaign plank. Johnson said, and I quote, "I think that right now we're in a tough situation housing-wise in the city of Hudson, where the more popular Hudson gets, the more the cost of living increases. The project gives us a chance, a little bit of breathing room, to get the many families who are living 2 to 3 families to a small apartment out of those situations and into their own apartment," end quote. The entire Hudson Valley is crushed with a housing crisis, with fewer units on the market thanks to damage from climate change-fueled storms or transferred to short-term rentals as the lack of enough hotel rooms fuels the trend. With supply lacking, the demand increasing due to the pandemic, prices have skyrocketed to rent apartments or buy homes locally. This project, developed by the Galvin Foundation, Hudson's largest landlord, received $6.6 million in property tax breaks over 30 years approved by the city's Industrial Development Agency, plus breaks on sales and mortgage recording taxes. Editor's note, Johnson is a volunteer programmer at WGXC. And you can read more about this story in the Times Union. Melanie Lekasevic is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Four candidates are competing in the November general election to fill open seats on the Chatham Town Board. Destiny Hollenbeck, Daniel Horst, Jody Nesbitt, and Rick Werway. Hollenbeck, 21, has lived her entire life in Columbia County. She is a senior enrolled at Union College, is an elected member of the Chatham Board of Education, and is running on the Democrat and Working Families lines. Hollenbeck said if elected, she will prioritize housing and broadband access. Hollenbeck said, and I quote, "I cannot afford to live in the town I grew up in, an issue that is not only isolated to young people starting out. I intend to start the conversation at the town board level about increasing our housing stock while also working with other towns to formulate solutions to Chatham's housing problem. Chatham raised me, and I want to make sure it's growing in a direction that works for every resident," end quote. Horst, 58, has lived in the county for 32 years. He is retired, having previously worked as a teacher, a tax assessor, and having run a handyman business. Horst is running on the Republican line and previously served as the Chatham assessor for multiple years. Horst sees, and I quote, "the strong division that prevents decisions that are beneficial to the majority of the town from being made," end quote, as the greatest issue facing Chatham. If elected, he would, and I quote, "listen with respect and encourage all sides to work together for the common good," end quote. Nesbitt, 51, has lived in the county her entire life. She is employed as the office manager for Chatham and Kalen Family Care and is running on the Republican and Conservative lines. She ranks the completion of the comprehensive plan and the zoning plan to follow as top priorities. Nesbitt said, and I quote, "I want to ensure that the comprehensive plan addresses all the residents of the community and moves Chatham forward while at the same time preserving our rich history," end quote. Because she is honest and fair, Nesbitt believes she will be a good town board member. Werways, 56, has lived in the county for 25 years. He served as the president of the North Chatham Free Library, served on the previous Comprehensive Plan Steering Committee, and with the Columbia County Sanctuary Movement. Werwes is a pig farmer and writer by profession and has had a 30-year career in nonprofit management with environmental and agricultural organizations. He is running on the Democrat and Chatham Neighbors lines. Like Hollenbeck, Werwes sees affordable housing and broadband access as the most pressing issue in the town. He says both issues should be front and center in the comprehensive plan review currently underway. If elected, Werway says, and I quote, "I look forward to fostering a good working relationship with other board members," end quote. and you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Pete DeMola is reporting for the Daily Freeman. The sidewalk outside of the New York State Museum in Albany was barricaded and closed to the public Sunday, October 17th, after a panel from the museum's roof fell off and hit the building's terrace level. Albany Fire Battalion Chief Greg Sikoris said that an exterior panel came loose and hit one of the large walkout terraces of the building at around 11:30 a.m. No injuries were reported and no vehicles were damaged, the chief said. Sakara said the incident has been turned over to the state police and the State Office of General Services. He described the panel failure as isolated. Sakara said, and I quote, "I think a lot of debris got caught in the top level," end quote. Someone initially posted a tweet that they saw, and I quote, "chunks," end quote, of the building fall. Then Albany Common Council member Richard Conti said in a tweet that he, and I quote, "was walking on the terrace level as they were barricading the lower stairway, got out in time, saw fallen chunks on northeast terrace corner," end quote. The Office of General Services did not immediately respond to questions about what happened. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. Porcupine Soup is reporting John A. Bally will join the National Bank of Coxsackie as its chief executive officer effective Monday, October 18th. Bally succeeds James W. Warren, who is retiring after 25 years with the bank. Warren is now handing over the reins of the institution with record net income and assets in 2021. Warren said, and I quote, "We are very fortunate to have secured a person of the ability and experience of John Bally. I have the utmost confidence that he will bring to NBC the same success that he has enjoyed throughout his career," end quote. Bally comes from Coxsackie Bank, Del Norte Credit Union, where he served as executive vice president. Prior to that, Bally was president and chief executive officer of the National Union Bank of Kinderhook. He is a certified public accountant who was born and raised in the area. The National Bank of Coxsackie is an independently owned local community bank. It was established in 1852 and currently operates 8 branches in Green, Albany, and Schoharie counties. Read the full story at porcupinesoup.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.